for Human Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which can mean only one thing, that I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Before we get started with that, a couple things I wanted to announce. First of all, you can win a $1,000 shopping spree by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the ThriveMarket.com banner ad, and you're automatically entered to win $1,000 worth of healthy products from Thrive Market. You'll also get a free month's membership as well as 15% off your first order. They've got great products there. Elisa loves them. Check them out. And of course, don't forget, you get a free trial sample of Exact, the new nootropic product on the market today with some really unique compounds in it. Not only that, but they're offering our audience only a special 25% off plus free shipping when you use the coupon code SHR. Sorry, they're not able to ship international yet. I know some of you emailed me and were disappointed about that. They are as well, but they're working on it. And with that, without further ado.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Commander, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for that intro.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's your personal intro, man.
Yeah, every week. Great work.
So what's new with you? I heard a rumor. I don't know how true it is. So I don't know if I'm going to like get you in trouble right now. But I heard a rumor that Progenidrex is back in stock.
It is. I got confirmation from Reggie Joho, who's the CEO of Predator, that Progenidrex is, in fact, finally back in stock after selling out over a month ago. Check it out at predatornutrition.com. Literally every review, 5 stars.
All right, hold on a second. I'm actually changing the spots that we'll run today from Synthogen to Progenidrex. But don't forget about Synthogen too, folks. Still a great supplement. Let's get right to it. Oh, wait, do you have anything else to plug first? Are you still doing the 4.0 bundle package?
Well, today marks the launch of discounted 4.0, the Blueprint 4.0, to the general public. And that, by the way, includes 2.0, 3.0, the Meteoric, and 4.0, all at $100 off. It's half price of all of those combined.
Yeah.
So, but as always, if you join the Blueprint Army, you get access to the Vault, which includes 3 years of Blueprint bulletins, a current subscription, and everything else that comes with it. You'll get all of that plus 4.0 for free.
That's awesome. Very awesome. Great stuff. Seth Flanders says, I'd like to know why my squat numbers go up for a month, then I flatline and then start decreasing. I'm working heavy triples coming off of 5x5s, and everything's good until the fourth or fifth week.
Yeah, you know, this brings up the issue of training too long in the 90th percentile of one rep max, and it's a phenomenon known as central nervous system disinhibition. It also illustrates why sticking with one particular movement for too long can burn you out. So I'm going to speak to both of those now because they work against a lot of trainees. The first issue is training too heavy for too long. You know, typically advanced trainees will be able to move 90% of their one rep max for up to 3 reps, right? That's a fun rep range because you can approximate your one rep max fairly easily, at least in the big compound lifts. You can count on, in my opinion, at least 10 pounds a push, which is to say a rep. So if you can triple with 270, you can count on a single with 300. As for the advanced man, training in that range for any more than 3 weeks is going to be detrimental, which is what you're running into. It takes a lot out of your central nervous system, and it will fry your adrenals if you're not careful. What happens is your ability to sync up and recruit multiple muscle groups for this burst of power is compromised. Right. And therefore, you need to cycle your sets and reps accordingly. So on the movement itself, too much of any one movement is going to plateau you, right? The entire conjugate method that Westside uses is predicated on that concept. So in conjugate periodization, the trainee maxes out every week, right? But they do so on a different exercise. And the key is it needs to be on something similar, meaning if you're squatting, you pick box squats. Close stance or wide stance, good mornings, glute ham bridges, or even squatting with different bars, right? We talked about the cambered squat bar last week. All of those would up your free squat. Now, most people don't realize it, but they've gone stale in their rep ranges, even if they're not in the 90th percentile. Advanced athletes would be well served to switch things up at least once a month, you know, so plan your training accordingly.
You know, the other thing to pay attention to if you start plateauing, this is a theory of my own, start paying attention to neurotransmitters. Try to get your neurotransmitters through things like phosphatidylcholine, alpha-GPC, because these are what become very, very depleted peripherally and firing all the nerves that Rob is talking about when he says, you know, it's going to be hard to enlist all those muscles over and over again. So don't ignore things that feed good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, big fan of Alpha GPC.
Yeah. Don't ignore these things. They actually work, especially when you're a hard training athlete. You also work. You have a family. There's no rest. You know, these are Bulgarian athletes. They train 2 or 3 times a day, and they eat and rest the rest of the day. You're going to work. You're picking the kids up from school. You got a hectic lifestyle. You don't recover as fast. Because those neurotransmitters are being used all day long as opposed to being replenished. So don't ignore replenishing neurotransmitters with supplements. Panos Antonakos says, I saw the announcement Predator made on their board about Progenidrex being back in stock this week. My question is, how does it stack up versus the competition? Who's the competition? Thanks for everything you do, especially the Blueprint Bulletin. You dropped some crazy info last month. Saved me a ton of money.
Yeah, well, you know what? I really appreciate his comments. Future issues are going to include a special heads up on the continuing FDA and FTC actions, which are important in keeping my people ahead of the curve given the recent USP Labs fiasco. Now, as for Progenidrex competition, there isn't much that I can see other than one product called Adamtine. It's a prop blend of epicatechin, lexogenin, creatine nitrate, and some vitamin D. Where I take exception to this product, though, is in the marketing, in particular what they're claiming about lexogenin. They say that, quote, lexogenin has been noted to have similar anabolic and androgenic ratios as Anavar, a popular steroid. You know, let's get something out of the way right now. Lexogenin is nothing like VAR. You know, I'm not sure where this started, but the verbiage has been copied.
You know why they say this? Because Anavar is known to have so anabolic and no androgenic effects. So, I mean, just upping your protein, 50 grams a day will have the same effect as taking Anavar.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they compared it to Anavar, because look, I've taken I've taken 90 milligrams of Anavar a day. I saw nothing. And it was legit. So, I mean, Anavar is... I mean, why compare something to Anavar?
It didn't change your body count at all?
No, man, no. I mean, I was doing other things. I added it in. But, I mean, not like doing 100 milligrams of Anadrol.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, it's... I'm not sure where the verbiage started, but it's been copied by virtually everyone selling this stuff, and it's doing it a real disservice. As for epicatechin, you know, they say it's been the subject of numerous studies and news articles showing improvements in strength, muscle mass, and how it can prevent various health maladies, right, such as diabetes and cancer. I wouldn't doubt those latter two, but it's not going to grow muscle and make you stronger. You know, the real workhorse in the formula is creatine nitrate, which is a combination of the known effective, right, creatine and nitrates. The latter are enhancing the product's pump effect, which is what guys are feeling. Mm-hmm. So as for a head-to-head comparison, you know, I'm obviously biased, but I'll cite the feedback of some of the most experienced board members at Predator. Unshaved Slayer said, Adam Team was a total miss for me. I can vouch for Progenadrex. Fatboy Slim Fast backed him up. He said it was a total miss for me also, and I'd second Slayer's recommendation. And then Snakester finally said, never tried it, meaning Adam Team, but can't imagine it would be as good as Progenadrex. Now, their words, right? Not mine. No product works 100% for everyone, but as a matter of, you know, reviews, and you can see them on the site, those guys are a tough bunch. They've given it 5 stars all around. So predatornutrition.com if you're interested.
Everybody says that Progenadrex makes them recover faster. That's the most common statement that people make. They start taking it, they're training more frequently, they're getting better gains, they feel like they're recovering faster. There's a lot to be said for those comments. I mean,
yeah.
You know, not even, anabolic steroids don't even make you feel like you recover faster. A lot of people think that they do, but they don't.
Well, as for Progenadrex, I can just simply say this. One of the more pronounced and common feelable effects is the alpha male mentality. And just a curious feeling of feel good. And yes, recovery from workout to workout. But in terms of putting pounds on the scale and good quality pounds, not pounds around the waist, it is the premier product in its category. It really is.
Let's go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, we have a question from Ricky Price. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Go check out CoachRobRegish.com today. Take advantage of the Blueprint special. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookskubik.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. .net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Ricky Price says, what are your thoughts on the whole USP lab thing? I guess we're still talking about it, huh?
Yeah, well, for those unfamiliar, USP Labs is in hot water with the FDA and the FTC and virtually every other government agency due to their alleged fraudulent labeling practices. The indictment mentions many things. I think it's 11 counts. But what it boils down to is this. They were, again, allegedly, having synthetic DMAA, which is a stimulant, manufactured for them in China. And then having China, instructing China to send fake C of A's.
Purposely mislabel it, in other words.
Right, showing it was from plant material, and then labeling it as such in their finished products, Jack 3D and Oxy Elite Pro. The problem for USP Labs is this. The feds apparently have the emails going from USP Labs CEO, Jacob Geisler, to China, asking for the fake C of A's. They also presumably have the raw materials, meaning the bulk DMAA powder sitting in a warehouse somewhere. That somewhere may be their lab that they were using, SK Laboratories, based in Anaheim, California. Now, you have to remember, the company had been under intense FDA scrutiny going back to at least 2012 when they received warning letters about their products. More recently, cases of liver failure and at least one death were being investigated. So when the federal government comes knocking like this, you'd think, right, you'd right the ship. And indeed, that's what they told the FDA they were going to do, at least concerning one of their products, Oxy Elite Pro. They said they'd stop selling it. Instead, the FDA is maintaining that they pursued an all-hands-on-deck strategy to sell as much of the stuff as possible. They also maintain that they tried to get the bulk stuff, DMAA, out of the country. It's unclear whether or not they were successful in doing so. What we have here is unprecedented government action in our little community, mostly because some bad apples were thumbing their noses at the government. It's a pretty brazen to keep selling product you said you're going to put a halt to, and they were doing it in open view for all to see. So where does it go from here? It's tough to say. I would expect other companies and labs to get popped, especially those selling research chemicals. You know, if you're an end customer, you're probably safe. But these companies selling them for quote-unquote research purposes only, I think they're going to be in a bad way.
The only ones that will survive are the ones that are actually outside the country.
Yeah, they're going to have to get out of the United States. The thing that's really pissing the FDA off there is this. There are some that said, you know, they closed up shop, we're no longer selling research peptides. Well, what they did was they opened up a sister company under a different name, and they're selling them over there. So
you know, it's hard to when some of these peptide manufacturers are making $40,000-$50,000 a month.
Yeah.
Some of these peptide distributors or research chemical companies. And it's hard to just – you can't find another business to transition into when you're doing that, which is basically illegal. Where do you go that you can make $50,000 a month legally without a lot of effort and some startup time? No, it's very hard. So it stands to reason that they shut down. But I know that many of them now actually are operating outside the United States. I mean, their servers are outside the United States. Their banks are outside the United States. They're outside the United States jurisdiction. It's going to be interesting to see what, because I'm sure that the government is seeing this. They're going after these companies going, oh my God, this server is in the Czech Republic. The banking that they're using is, you know, or some insular banking system in some other country. Now, even though the owner of the website may actually live in the United States.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be interesting to see what they do next as far as that goes.
Yeah. They've got a lot of fertile ground to go after. You know, there's the male enhancement products, which are herbal, which are spiked with Cialis and other drugs. So,
and I just talked about this on Facebook the other day. I every week, and I think you and I have talked about this, I get a friend request from somebody who, when you go to their Facebook page, they've got pictures of growth hormone and anabolic steroids and chicks doing deep squats. And it's like, really? You want me to friend you? Like, you either have to be an idiot or a narc. And either one of those I don't want on my Facebook page.
Yeah, I got one of those, too. I think I mentioned it last week. They're pretty brazen in what they're putting on out there. And they're not all performance-enhancing drugs.
I had a guy contact me this week anonymously. He said, can DECA raise your testosterone levels? I said, absolutely not. If you take DECA by itself, it'll drop your testosterone levels. Why? He said, I'm doing 250 milligrams of testcipionate and 250 milligrams of DECA durabilin. But my blood work came back. My testosterone levels are over 2,500 nanograms. My free test is over 100. And my estradiol is 68. And I said, where did you get your test and your DECA from? He said, a UGL.
Yeah.
I said, they didn't sell you DECA. They just sold you two vials of test and put DECA on one of them. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is another thing. When you buy from these underground labs, the worst thing that can happen is you're injecting something that's poisonous to you. The best thing is you think you're using, Masteron or something. It's actually just testcipionate. They put testcipionate in every bottle, and they just put a different label on it.
Exactly.
So you really, I guess if you're young, you don't care. But when you get older, it's like, why take that chance? Why take the chance getting busted? Why take the chance injecting something that's going to hurt you? It's just not worth it.
Yeah, especially if you got a family or children.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I got a question from Tom Cox. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Tom Cox says, I want you to know how helpful your rest day recommendations have been. If you recall, I was on the German loading pattern number 2, started to hit a wall during week 5. You suggested I insert just one extra rest day between workouts, and lo and behold, the strength gain started back fast and furious again. My question is this always the best fix if your strength is suddenly decreasing?
Yeah, you know, Tom's feedback is typical of guys who I finally convince they've been overtraining. You know, they all come back stronger, feeling much better with signs of overtraining that have been resolved. Now, for reference sake, here are the signs your body gives you when you've entered into an overtrained state. Right, you're going to have a strong disinclination to train, maybe a loss of appetite, disturbed sleep patterns, strength gain suddenly slow down or going backwards, and little aches and pains that just don't go away. If one or more of those is present, your body is telling you to lighten up. So is taking just one extra rest day, you know, between workouts the best strategy? Not necessarily. The reason has to do with addressing the problem before it occurs, right? Because by the time you notice strength gain slowing down, it may already be too late. Instead, some planned time off or a deload is much preferred. And what that means is a week or so away from the weights, maybe once a month or once every 6 weeks. It doesn't mean you're away from the gym, just all the heavy lifting. You can still go in and work on things like balance, stretching, cardio, and of course, you know, your general physical preparedness stuff. Basically, anything that involves concentric-only movements, like tire flipping, sled dragging, chopping wood, there should be, the key is this, no lowering of the weight. It's referred to as the eccentric phase, which does all the damage. The other alternative is a deload, which most guys just can't seem to do. You know why? Because it involves dropping the weights and volume that you typically use by up to 50%. You know, that's a big ego hit for a lot of people. Or they otherwise feel like they're cheating themselves. You're not. You're just practicing smart training.
Don't you think it's because we don't see the time off? I think you put it best when you said it was the spaces in between the notes that make the music, not the notes themselves. And isn't it because most people think that they're not being productive by taking time off? They think they're only being productive when they're in the gym?
Yeah. You know, we have this, in especially as Americans, ingrained philosophy where doing nothing seems to be the last thing that you would want to do to make progress, right? You want to make more money, you work overtime. It doesn't work like that in the gym. So, but if you are able to take some time off or deload, you know, within a week, you're going to be back to the heavy stuff and a lot stronger. You know, it's 1 week out of your training life, and it'll teach you a lot about how the body lays down new muscle. It's well worth it. Well worth it.
Mike Bonavita says, any feedback yet on 4.0? I'm curious to know about this hyperplasia training. They say it hasn't been proven to happen in humans, but if anyone can crack the code, you can.
You know, it's still early, but yes, I have gotten feedback already, and it's quite encouraging. You know, to set the table, 4.0 rotates 4 different types of training, but one in particular is designed for hyperplasia. That method is so intense, it's only used for 6 workouts twice over about 16 weeks. You simply can't keep it up for any length of time due to the incredibly high demands it puts on you both physically and psychologically. So I just got this email from Tom Cox across the pond. He says, today I did the first upper body of 4.0, pretty damn intense. Took me 20 minutes to complete, and about 10 minutes after the workout, I felt nauseous, probably the lactic acid buildup. 16 hours post-training, and I have some serious DOMS, man. It's pure agony, but it's the good pain. I can't imagine what lower body day is going to be like. The stretches at the end are pretty brutal. What's significant about Tom's feedback here is twofold. Number one, this was just upper body day. You know, as anybody can tell you, working the bigger and more demanding muscles of the lower body is a lot more intense. Yeah. The comment about Sirius DOMS 16 hours in, that is unusually fast for DOMS to manifest. As it's early, you know, at its earliest, it's usually around 24 hours, peaking in most people at the 48
hour mark. Yeah, right.
So, you know, what does all this tell us? It tells us that 4.0's training protocol, frankly, is working, causing an intense growth stimulus, the likes of which conventional training just can't hope to achieve. The key being is we're going to modulate frequency to avoid overtraining, like I was talking about above, right, before, allowing the body to grow larger and stronger from session to session. We're also going to limit it to 6 workouts to avoid central nervous system and adrenal burnout. And that I learned the hard way from using high-intensity techniques while training under former Mr. Universe, Mike Mentzer. What you haven't heard about yet is the simplified dietary zigzags I've instituted for 4.0, which is also getting some nice reviews. Francois Pelliquin up there in Canada commented recently he thought I did a great job making it more digestible, you know, versus its previous incarnations. There were literally so many strategies in 2.0 and 3.0 that the word overwhelmed came up a lot. So I took that to heart in 4.0, and you'll be pleased as to how easy it is to follow. That is to say nothing of the gray market supplement guide and the updated Blueprint Mass Stack for 2016, due to be released to the Blueprint Army this week, at least the Blueprint Mass Stack. Tom's going to be recovering a lot faster once that information is put into play, and the muscle's going to pile on a lot quicker. You can find out more about 4.0, as I mentioned before, at CoachRobRegish.com. Thanks for the question, Mike.
Kurt Leibowitz says, greetings, Rob. I just found you and the show. Very impressed with both you and the information every week. Anyway, on to my question. What's the deal with L-carnitine for endurance athletes? In study after study, it looks like gold, yet whenever I've tried it, it doesn't do much.
Yeah, you know, carnitine is a supplement that just works wonderfully on paper, but not in practice. The mitochondria, right, the cellular powerhouses, need that amino acid to convert nutrients into energy. But carnitine means more energy and therefore a higher metabolic rate. So it's interesting for endurance athletes. Unfortunately, in most human studies on the subject, or at most in the real world for most human subjects, carnitine has no effect. And it seems as though some of the more recent research is showing that it's because the muscle cells don't absorb it. So in 2007, there was a study published in which they clearly showed muscle cells absorb carnitine with higher sugar and insulin levels. You know, if that's true, then it would follow creatine in that respect. And then in 2011, researchers published a study in the Journal of Physiology in which they had 14 active swimmers, triathletes, cyclists, or runners. They were given a placebo or a sports drink containing 80 grams of carbs, or the sports drink and 2 grams of carnitine, L-carnitine, L-tartrate, twice a day for 24 weeks. That 2 grams of L-carnitine, L-tartrate contained 1.36 grams of carnitine, by the way, if you're looking for it. So during the supplementation period, the amount of carnitine, what they found was it rose in the muscles of those that were getting the carnitine plus sugar. When they got that group to cycle for 30 minutes at 50% of their VO2 max, at the end of 24 weeks, they noticed that the subjects used less oxygen, meaning they used more body fat. So the subjects in the carnitine group were also capable of generating more energy in their session and were less tired at the end of it. Now, you wonder what would happen if you combine carnitine supplementation with interval training. Here was their conclusion. These findings have significant implications for athletic performance, And no, they weren't paid by the supplement industry. Here's my take. You can give this a whirl, but I'm not sure if I'm buying it. You know, if it does work, you best be performing a lot of cardio, because 160 grams of sugar is a hell of a lot, and you'll be jacking insulin sky high twice a day.
I have a theory on carnitine that I've actually come up with several years ago. If you look at the research, carnitine causes mitochondria to prefer triglycerides as the substrate of energy.
Yeah.
And we're talking about fat. And it's well understood that by those within the anti-aging community, especially in those like Dr. Steven Sinatra, who studied carnitine as part of his heart recovery protocol, carnitine, D-ribose, magnesium, and CoQ10 in the ubiquinol form, actually rescue people from heart failure. And what Dr. Sinatra and others have discovered is that carnitine causes the mitochondria to use fat as the primary substrate. But we know from cancer that mitochondria is a hybrid. It runs on fat, it runs on sugar, it runs with oxygen, it runs without oxygen. And so the mitochondria, being a hybrid, needs to have some sort of demand that tells it to switch to a certain substrate. So I predict and listening to what you said, it makes sense that these guys would have more energy, because after they burn through the sugar in their blood and the stored glycogen, the body started to demand energy from stored energy. And since glycogen was gone and sugar was gone, the body starts to take fat and create ketones and use that as a source of energy. Well, I predict that people who want to use L-carnitine should experiment with it along with either dietary ketogenic approach or some ketones, salts, or stuff that like Pat Arnold uses, the ketone supplements. Because I predict that L-carnitine's magic occurs once the body has run out of sugar as a choice of energy. And that is when L-carnitine does what it does best, what we know it does best, and that is cause the mitochondria to prefer fat as a fuel source. But the mitochondria is not going to do that as long as there's available glucose or glycogen in the bloodstream for it to use.
Yeah, that's a great theory.
So if you really want to try something and help me out too and help the rest of it out, try some intermittent fasting. Get yourself into a 16-hour fast. Take the L-carnitine then and try doing some endurance work and see what happens. See if you are remarkably resilient, much more so than you thought you would be, because the mitochondria is proud and happy to use the fat that is being sent to it.
Wow.
So it's just a thought.
All right. Great work on your part.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day, and it's an important one. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Check out CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is pumpkin. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hey, are you playing the secret word contest along with us? During the commercial breaks, randomly play secret word. When you hear it, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com. This Friday, we'll announce the secret word winner. We're giving away 3 bags of NutriCafe organic gourmet medicinal coffee. Great stuff. Okay, Rob, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is Mark Thierman, dead or alive.
Who is he?
Wow. Mark Thierman was the amateur chemist who brought Lexoginin to the United States. There's actually the best write-up on him can be found in the book Steroid Nation by Sean Assell. He also happens to be the man who moved a lot of GHB back in the day. He tangled with the federal government and lost almost everything in the process. Now, this is a story worth recounting, so bear with me as I go over the eccentric man who changed the supplement landscape circa the early 1990s. It took just one glance at him to realize that he was no ordinary chemist. He headed for work one day in a SpongeBob SquarePants t-shirt and pajama bottoms. He sports wiry, shoulder-length gray hair, and he had an unruly mustache and beard. He slept next to what looked like a 22-gauge shotgun, but was actually a pellet gun, which Thierman assured one reporter that at close range can blow your head off. For the benefit of a visitor once, Thierman loaded the gun in gold-plated pellets. He opened the front door of the house that he rented in Tucson and took aim at a stop sign across the street. He then pulled the trigger. There was silence. He said, "I'm a little wobbly yet. I haven't had my Xanax." The enemy, he claimed, were rogue U.S. government agents out to silence him because they consider him a threat. He claims that they infected him with biological weapons. It's clear the guy was suffering from something. His claims might not be entirely without merit, given the vigor with how the government pursued him. Doctors have been unable to diagnose his ailments.
Could it have been from overuse of GHB?
God, I don't know.
I know a lot of people who took GHB and developed some serious neurological and psychological disorders.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. That was strong stuff.
Well, don't forget, people made GHB in their homes with chemicals that were otherwise toxic.
Right. Duchesne even had a homebrew recipe.
Yeah. I mean, these guys were making stuff that, you know, if there was even residual amounts of some of the original ingredients that they were using, which some of them were actually industrial chemicals, those small amounts would hurt you.
Yeah. Well, you know, Thierman said once, he said, "If somebody wants to call me a kook, that's fine. The bottom line is, if you want something from me, I've never once failed to deliver." He was right on that count. His stuff was highly sought after, and he made it for Zolabs.
I remember Zolabs. Zolabs, they used to have that injectable oil. Remember, they used to sell a pump-imposing oil, but you're supposed to... It was... what'd they call it? Synthol?
Yeah, I take that back. He formulated for Zoe Discoveries.
Okay.
Zoe Labs, they were a different outfit. I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
But I spoke with Mark once or twice on the phone. He was an incredibly nice man. And then prior to writing 3.0, this was around 2011, I attempted to contact him again. And that attempt was unsuccessful. And later, I had heard through other sources that he had died, which was a sad end to a man who once mopped the floor of his lab with tear gas prior to a federal raid he knew was coming. Or was it? 2 weeks ago, I was contacted by someone who seems to think he may still be alive. He said, "With respect to Mark passing, it doesn't come up in any of the local records out there." This is around Phoenix. He also reached out recently to someone who may be in contact with him, and he's awaiting a response. I was given two phone numbers to call. One was disconnected, but the other, I'm told it was a cell phone number, it rolled to voicemail. Another time I called, it just rang through. So it seems the dead man's cell phone is still on, which is certainly curious. Now, why is that important? If he's still alive, Mark can tell us much about how he synthesized a compound called DCP, or dicyclopentanone. It had a tar-like look and smell to it, but it worked curiously like Anavar. Like Loxogenin, it was a compound pursued by the former Soviet teams back in the 70s. He's the only man still alive who successfully synthesized it, and it likely holds the key at least one of the compounds to circumventing the current pro-hormone mess that the FDA is trying to clean up. So it really is one of these natural substances capable of giving drug-like results.
Yeah, but wouldn't that immediately qualify it for banning if it does build muscle?
Well, you know what? That's a good point, because under the current legislation...
Under Deshaies, it's protected, but under the current Ban Act, it could be added just because it makes the claim that it builds muscle.
Yeah, it's way out of control, you know. So as for whether or not Mark's still alive, only time will tell. You know, his story is a testament to us all, though, of what landing on the government's radar can do to a person, right? It destroyed his life. So I'll do my best to update everyone here if and when I hear from Mr. Thierman. He was a very interesting casualty in the war that the federal government played with supplement manufacturers. And in many ways, it was a foreshadowing of things that are happening today.
GHB was really a nasty, nasty story in and of itself. I mean, everybody who was involved in GHB went down. There was a famous doctor. He was actually a retired colonel or something like that. He was and he promoted GHB for some legitimate use. And he ended up going to jail for it. And I think he's still in jail. I want to say he's from the South somewhere, like at Georgia or Mississippi or something like that. But, you know, GHB went down in a big way, and it wasn't because it was successful at causing you to secrete growth hormone, because that's what everybody was saying it did for you. It was a very, very dangerous recreational drug. The late, what was his name now? I'm going to forget his name. Isn't this terrible? He passed away just recently. Derek Anthony. When I did Off Topic for Dave Palumbo, Derek Anthony came on the show and did a gut-wrenching interview about his addiction to GHB and how it literally derailed his life for many, many years. GHB is highly addictive, and its side effects are terrible. I mean, people who took GHB regularly for long periods of time developed symptoms that looked very much like Parkinson's disease.
Really?
Now, whether or not that was from the GHB itself or the ways that people were manufacturing it that were dirty and those toxins were left behind, I don't know. But GHB was very, very, very dangerous stuff. Don't forget, it was sold legally under the name Blue Rhino, I think it was, back in the day. You could buy GHB. For a variety of reasons, they were selling it. And I believe the name was Blue Rhino. But it was also used as a very, very popular date rape drug. You know, guys would put just a little splash of it in a drink, give it to a girl, and have her out in the car or back at their apartment or wherever within an hour or so, and she was out. And these women were not intoxicated. They were catatonic. I mean, it was like these guys were like having sex with almost like corpses they looked like. It was disgusting.
Yeah, I never used it.
Neither did I. I've never tried it.
But I've heard through the grapevine that, you know, at the right dose, it would certainly put you to sleep. But at the wrong dose, it would get you really high or just completely knock people out. And that's why it was being used as a date rape drug.
Right. I knew pilots that used to use it because, you know, pilots, they loved GHB because, especially the ones that are flying across time zones, you know, they'd get into L.A. and they'd have to go to sleep, let's say, at 7 o'clock because they got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to fly back out to the East Coast. And, you know, melatonin isn't working for them, so they take a little bit of GHB and go to sleep. And they swore that it enabled them to cope with circadian rhythm changes and time zones. But now I do also think that GHB is sold under a pharmaceutical name today for people with narcolepsy. Ironically, it has the exact opposite effect on people with narcolepsy, and I can look this up while we're talking about it. But I believe GHB is sold under the name Lepsy. Let's just see.
Yeah, you're right. I remember this now. It was introduced.
Yeah, Xyrem, X-Y-R-E-M, Xyrem. It's a pharmaceutical grade GHB. It's very hard to get a prescription for because of the active ingredient being used as a date rape drug. But for people who have extremely severe narcolepsy, yeah. GHB does exactly the opposite thing to them that it does to people who don't have narcolepsy, and that is it keeps them awake.
Wow. Well, I wonder why they wouldn't give them something like modafinil.
I don't know. Obviously, maybe modafinil doesn't work on the area of the brain center that GHB works on. I don't know. Don't forget, GHB being a gamma hydroxy, a type molecule, probably works the same way that drugs like Valium work, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's interesting. It's still on the market today. You don't hear anything about it because of its sordid past. As a date rape and recreational drug, it's marketed under XYREM Xyrem.
Hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting, and it's something that you know people need to take a good hard look at because history's repeating itself here. Insofar as USP Labs, you know, the government went after and set a precedent with Mark. Ruined his life, put him in jail, seized all his assets. You know, what's going on with USP Labs? They've already seized all their assets, and it sure looks like they're going to put him in jail.
You know, but that begs the question. When I grew up, there were lots of wise guys and mafiosos around, and I looked at them, and to them, going to jail was an acceptable part of the job. I don't understand that logic. Just like the logic of if you know you're doing something illegal, and it's widespread and on a large scale, and you know that if you get caught, you're going to go to jail for a very, very long time. You're going to lose everything of value because all this money you're doing it for, the government, thanks to the RICO Act, they confiscate everything. They confiscate even things that you didn't use illegal money to buy because they just assume you did.
Yeah.
And so, like, I guess maybe, I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't understand a person thinking that they're so omnipotent, they're so smart, that they're going to outsmart authorities when they're doing these types of crimes.
The money they make, I think, by selling it, and the lifestyle that they lead.
Like drug dealers, like cocaine, like drug dealers.
Well, you brought up the example before. Peptide companies, some are making 40, 50 grand a month. You know, that buys a lot of bling.
Right.
And when you're used to living with bling and lots of it and impressing your friends, it's got to be tough to give that up.
And the small ones I'm talking about are making 40. I'm talking about like small, like two-guy operations are making 40, 50,000 a month. I'm sure the bigger ones that have been around for a long time are making a couple $100,000 a month.
That's nuts. You know, the profit on those things must be through the roof.
Of course.
You know, the cost of peptides is nominal.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking 20, 30 bucks. Sometimes 40, depending on the compound.
And you know that the peptides are being made by Chinese manufacturers that have the capabilities to actually manufacture these peptides. And if they can sell those peptides at a profit, it just sheds a light on our pharmaceutical industry here and how grotesque the profits are. If a peptide manufacturer from China, that the factory also makes legitimate pharmaceutical drugs for American pharmaceutical companies abroad, can make and sell growth hormone at $1.50 an IU, okay, and sometimes cheaper. And then you look at the profit that's put on top of that and how it's resold here in the United States, and you think to yourself, this is just crazy.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. If they can make a profit at $1.50 an IU, and then you come here in the United States and they want $400 or $500 a month for you know, 25 IUs. It's like, wait a minute.
Right. What does it say about how much money the
Yes.
fund
yes. Oh. Yes. Exactly. I mean, there's two criminals in this picture here. There's also the criminals in the legitimate pharmaceutical companies that are I mean, look at this guy with that AIDS drug. Wasn't it a guy with the AIDS drug that he bought the company? It was very undervalued, and he raised the price of the drug so that it would be like $2,000 a month.
Yeah, young guy too.
Well, I mean, this guy is like, he's a dick.
Yeah.
He's just an I mean, who cares if it was undervalued? You want to raise the price, raise it. But you don't go from, you know, $60 a month to $2,000 a month just because people are willing to pay anything to stay alive. That's the reason.
Yeah, and it's part and parcel to what is ruining the country. This goes for CEOs. It gets back to greed. You know, how much money do you really need?
Yeah, how much is enough?
You know, yeah, tens exactly. and tens of millions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars in some cases. And, you know, in the case of United Healthcare, the profits are in the billions. That's with a B.
Right.
So, gosh, you know, think about that.
Yeah.
How much greed does it take to make profits in the billions?
Yeah.
While some of those people are asked to pay $600-$700 a month or more for life-saving drugs.
I'm working on a blog that I'm going to post later today. I hope people read it. Not to change the subject. Can you stay with me through the break, and then I want to talk about something, and then we'll end the show?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do this. Let's just take a quick commercial break, and I want to talk about a blog I want to get your opinion of. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to thrivemarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock.
Welcome back. Okay, this is totally off topic, but I'd like to get your point of view on this anyway, okay?
Sure.
So we just had a G20 summit about global warming. The whole world is coming together because we're worried about the effects of climate change on the human population. So I did some research. There's three major organizations. They'll be in the blog that I'm going to release right after the show today, that have evaluated and assessed, the World Health Organization being one of them, the impact in the number of lives lost due to things related to climate change. And this includes flooding, weather conditions that promote more disease, the effects on the food food production and so on a global basis, right?
Yep.
They're saying by the year 2030, there'll be an additional, depending on which agency you listen to, 250,000 to 600,000 lives a year lost due to climate change by 2030. Wow. That's not insignificant. That's a lot of lives, right?
It's a big deal.
Okay. And obviously, these lives are already being lost. When you look at some of these statistics, it's already happening because we're starting to see climate change. We're starting to see island populations being flooded, places like Miami being flooded. And so we're already seeing this effect. And our government, Republicans, Democrats alike, are just, you know, all over this whole climate change thing. I looked at the CDC's statistics for the last few years. On average, we lose 1.6 million people a year just in the United States due to chronic diseases that are completely avoidable. Now, the reason they're avoidable is because if you don't develop type 2 diabetes, 86% to 90% of the chronic disease goes away. This is by the CDC's own statistics when you look at them and you extrapolate. So we're losing right now every single year 1.5 million, 1.6 million, and it's growing. It's growing. By the same time that the world is going to get so hot that we're going to start losing anywhere from 600,000 to 250,000 people a year on a global basis, we will be losing more than 2 million people a year just in the United States from chronic disease that is completely acquired and completely avoidable if the government just did one thing, told the truth. Told the truth, what's really causing obesity and type 2 diabetes. And it's not your genetics. It's your choices in food. It's your avoidance of red meat and your overconsumption of cereal-based grains and sugars. It's the lack of activity. You know, this nonsense, oh, you got to get the, you know, half hour worth of activity 5 days a week. Baloney. And so we are already losing almost 2 million people a year just in the United States to avoidable chronic disease. And this government sees fit to go to Paris and grandstand about global. The population of the United States is going to be wiped out way before the planet gets too hot to live on. No one's talking about this. No one at all is talking about. No one is talking about the fact that, look, we have people that are polarized over gun control. Do you know how many people die from guns every single year in the United States? Take a guess.
No idea.
30 flipping thousand.
Wow.
30,000. 30,000. And we're about to rip the country. Meanwhile, you know how many people die every year because of the sugar that they eat? Because of the crappy lifestyle that they live that this government tells them it's not their fault, it's their genes?
How many?
1.6 million a year.
Oh, man.
Completely avoidable. The two largest categories are heart disease and cancer. Those make up, those make up 1.2 or 1.3 million deaths a year, all completely avoidable.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the health, the benefits of exercise on health and their implications for keeping people healthy are so profound, and they're within the individual's grasp.
And you know who I say is killing these people?
The government.
The Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration has 1.6 million deaths a year on their hands because they're the ones who allow these manufacturers of crap foods, I almost cursed, and pharmaceutical drugs that have more side effects than benefits to be foisted on this population every single day. And they're allowing industry to murder people. No one goes to jail. No one speaks the truth. The Food and Drug Administration single-handedly is responsible for those 1.6 million deaths every single year just in the USA. Now, you want to talk about global warming? I'm not denying that there could be an impact from the way we're living on this planet and climate change. And I'm not saying we should ignore that. But what should we pay attention to first? The one that's literally wiping out the population while we're pontificating about what's going to happen in 2030 about the other one?
Amen. Amen. Couldn't agree with you more, man.
Tired of it. So read the blog. I got all the statistics and information there. It's going to be a good blog, and I hope people pass it around because we need to wake up. This is nonsense. The reason that the government doesn't want to address this is because they're going to have to piss in a lot of Cheerios of a lot of companies that support the enterprise of government. The enterprise of government.
You got it.
Go to CoachRobRegish.com. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. That's all we got today. Thank you.